Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Was he cool, though?
Yeah,
he seems like a nice kid.
What are we at, 148?
Did you pester him about stuff about the next movie? Because apparently he spills the beans really easily.
Oh, yeah, I've heard Tom Holland is like... I heard they sent Benedict Cumberbatch with him on the last like press tour.
Yes,
they did. To keep his mouth shut. Be like, nope, shut up, Tom.
No.
He had to have a handler so he wouldn't spill the beans.
Yeah.
Or spill the dust as it is.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because he's a horrible liar.
All right, so let's start.
All right. Ready? All right, yeah, I think we're...
I'm ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, everyone, welcome to the live podcast of the Metal Geeks Show from Comic Palooza 2018, Comic Palooza X, 10th anniversary. This is episode number 148.
148.
I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
This is Brutal Dave.
And George Tripsis.
So, we're not... Oh, yeah, let's let you...
Oh, my God, y'all forgot about me.
We have a very special guest. We have a live sponsor who's ready to do his spiel right now.
Am I?
It's Alpha from... TantrumCollectibles.com.
Tantrum Gifted Collectibles, yeah.
Do your spiel first, then you can talk about other shit.
I don't have the script. I don't have the script in
Is
front
this
of me.
The sponsor I keep screwing up the name on. Oh, awesome.
So I was.
I got the script.
I was going to do just a little like house cleaning because we're not used to doing our podcast here. We're
right.
Usually up in one of the panel rooms. So if you're having trouble hearing us, just give us a sign and we'll be louder. Huh? Yeah.
We'll be louder or not as funny.
Toss me your ears. I'm
just kidding. All right, you ready? Go for it.
We're at booth 2414.
2319.
We're in the middle
2414
of the aisle.
2414 is where Tantrum Gift and Collect. This is what we're talking about right now, everybody. Stay on page. We're at.
Yeah, but by the time people hear this, the show will be closed.
As far as I know, we're also between the main aisle of 3400 and 3500.
I sell all types of Dragon Ball Z, all types of One Piece figures. Got pops for Funko, everything. Come look us up.
Give it a spiel. We have it right here for you, dude.
Dude, I
does he not know his own pitch?
He doesn't know his pitch.
I do feel better.
I don't. I must admit.
I screw it up all the time.
Right there. Read that.
In fact, I think I make
read
it better.
Read it like George.
Right here where it says the Metal Geeks.
No. Check out our sponsor.
Check out our sponsor at TantrumCollectibles.com. If you're looking for cool brands such as Funko, Bandai, ArtFX, Banpresto, and more, use this coupon code MetalGeeks, all one word, people, to save 10% off your entire order.
Wait, what's the website again?
TantrumCollectibles.com.
TantrumCollectibles.com.
George,
yes. If you like collectibles.
I don't know if I heard him correctly. Can you give me the whole spiel over?
If you like collectibles and Bandai stuff and Funko stuff, he has them.
I have them.
At 3414?
No.
Website.
No. 2414. Oh, close. Close, though.
TantrumCollectibles.com. And you get 10% off when you type in Metal Geeks.
Wow. Very good.
Look at this, guys. You're saving you money.
Do they save money at the booth now?
Yeah, actually. You don't have to pay for shipping.
Oh. There you go. Save on shipping.
Very nice.
Shop at the con.
Instant.
So let's talk about the con first. What has everybody done? We have a little bit of audience here. What have you guys done at the show?
So I think we've gotten to the point now that everybody on the podcast is doing something at the con.
That's correct.
Right? So
yes.
We have a very different experience of the convention than probably a lot
this
of you
side
guys
of the table.
Have. Yeah. So...
exhibitors and staff.
Right, yeah. So we're exhibitors and staff. So most of my con experience has been from inside my booth. So other than that, like I did do the live art auction.
I was there last night.
It was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, that's a great event. I love it. It's just a lot of fun to get out there with the fellow artists and draw together. Did you guys know about the live art auction? Is that a thing that...
Cool,
did anybody go come by? No. Cool.
Right on. You didn't go? You missed out, man.
But I know about it.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Next year.
Next time.
This year was really great. I actually won a piece this year. I got this.
You won something?
I won something.
And that was reasonably priced?
Yeah.
And for you?
For me, yeah.
Well, I guess you get paid more than I do.
It's $50.
That's not bad.
No, so it was Judge Red ripping up Captain America's shield.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man, that's cool.
I was like, all right.
Who did
I got
that one?
I didn't see that one.
I don't. Becerra is the last name. It's, he goes by the kid.
Before I got
okay, I don't know.
But I think it's a young kid. So I'm trying to find his booth today to
sign it.
Look really cool stuff. Well, he's already signed it.
Oh, okay.
But Dave was there with his wife and daughter, and they were all doing art.
We made it a family thing.
Yeah, triple.
It was funny because we took our 11-year-old daughter, and because she's interested in art as well. Mom and dad are both artists by trade, and so she's interested in it. And so we're trying to encourage her, if it's something she's really interested in, to come out and join us and get out there and do it in front of people like we do. And so she joined us for the live art auction. And we're like 45 minutes into live drawing, and me and my wife are sitting there doing, and our daughter's over to our right, and I look over, and she's like smoking us on the auction, on the bid sheet. And so I'm like, we're going to have to catch up with the kid, honey.
She even had her own her own artist name, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's our art name.
Mocat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you're gonna have to get a new booth next to your booth.
Well, no, we've been talking about it actually. We told her if she like really applies herself,
yeah,
and shows us that she can knock some work out, that we'll spring and get her a table and she can come sell.
That's wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Man. That's very cool. I wish I was an artist.
You're an artist, dude. I've seen your work. I can't even draw a stick figure, so you're way better than me.
I appreciate it. That's very, very nice of you, sir. Thank you.
So, so what have you been doing, George, besides working at your booth?
I've been selling my comic book,
yeah,
which has been going pretty well.
What is that? You can let people know.
Speak No Evil. I gave the spiel to you guys earlier. Y'all probably know the book. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
This guy has one right there.
Awesome. And so, we've been selling that. We sold out of issue one. And
good.
We're very close to selling out of two and three.
Wow.
We're almost out.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I run out.
Congrats.
I guess close up shop, I guess.
Right. Go walk around.
Yeah, walk around, finally. I got the chance to see Scotty Young yesterday.
Yep.
I got some things signed, which was like a really big deal for me and Catherine because we're both fans of his art.
I got a picture of that, too.
Yeah, I said thank you for that,
yeah,
too.
It was surprised
total,
you with it,
total
yeah.
Surprise, yeah. And what else did I do? I have a chance to see Mark Waid. I said that earlier. I still need to get that stuff signed.
I saw him walking around a little while ago. I was like, hey, Mark. I got.
And that's about it. I haven't really done too much.
So
I'm boring. I'm sorry.
I did
guys.
A little bit yesterday. I like you said, I got to meet Scotty Young, which I was really excited about.
Yeah.
Got all three volumes of
I Hate Fairyland
signed. Yeah. I got my variant Haunted Mansion cover that he did sign, which is like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I saw y'all talking about Disneyland a little bit.
Yeah, you started talking about asking me what my favorite rides were, and he started talking about the new the Avatar ride at Disney.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not a fan of the movie, but it's an amazing attraction. He said it's the future technology of all future theme parks. I was like, oh, well, I need to ride it then.
Yeah, eventually. We should
December.
Do an outing.
I was there
we
in
should.
December, and the lines were still too long.
Yeah,
to
I
justify.
Asked him how long he waited, and he said he was lucky he got a fast pass, like, opening weekend, because he was like, he booked months and months and months ahead of time.
Yeah.
So I was like, you just probably told him your name, right? Just got young.
I mean, he's famous in the comic world. I don't know anything outside of that.
But he was part of the live art last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I think his piece went for over
$500. $550, yeah. He did two pieces, actually.
Yeah. Someone begged him to do Domino from Deadpool.
Yeah, I saw the Domino, and he also did a Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he could have done better. As good as he is, he could have done better.
Time-wise, come on.
Dave was there until 11 o'clock at night.
He was.
What was he doing?
I worked slower than Scotty.
That's true.
Don't get me wrong. I love Scotty Young, but he could have done better.
But I also got to talk to Mark Waid. I got some of my Champion stuff, some Avenger stuff signed.
Yeah.
I couldn't go through my back issues. I'd never had time. So.
You also got a commission done, too, right?
I did get a commission. If you go to the Metal Geeks Twitter page, I actually posted a picture of it. Anybody listening to the show knows I'm a Monkees fan.
I don't think they can hear you in the back.
Can y'all hear me? All right. So anybody that listens to the show knows that I am a Monkees fan, and Joe Eisma is writing. It was a drawing for the Archie comic recently. They had an appearance for the Monkees, so I was like, what a perfect person to do it, because I know he's also a metalhead. So I got him to do...
Oh, really? I didn't know he was a metalhead.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
The Monkees, like the four up, like they used to be in the end of the TV series, in black metal makeup. So... It's something I've been wanting for a
long
time.
You know, this
time.
Goes to show me, Carrie has more time than me and Dave at the show.
Not really. I got a picture of it here if anybody wants to see here. There it is right there.
Yeah, I think that yesterday, from the time I got out of my truck to the time I sat down for the live art auction, I think I was off my feet for less than 45 seconds all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Not including sitting down for this panel. Well, I guess.
I did buy one celebrity autograph, though, over the weekend. We were walking around, and I saw Nestor Carbonell. I was like, if he has something from The Tick, I'm going to buy it and get it signed.
Did he?
He did have a Batman Well.
Excellent. Batman Well.
He said something about, have you seen Captain Liberty's panties?
Okay.
That's what he wrote on there.
Did y'all come to see any other celebrities besides Tom Holland? Who? Star Trek guys, right?
I'm going to go see Trisha Helfer right now.
Oh, right on, man.
Yeah, Trisha Helfer is here. Brent Spiner, LeVar Burton.
Hey, man, Next Generation is probably my favorite. So.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not a Star Trek guy.
Me neither, but I do like the Next Generation. Next Generation's
yeah,
my
same
favorite.
Here. I can watch that one. The other one's not so much. So.
Yeah. Yeah, BBC like runs it
all
like,
the time.
It's like 20 hours of their programming is Next Gen.
So there's been some movies that came out recently, right?
There have been.
Movies
don't come out.
Let's talk about Deadpool 2.
Have y'all seen Deadpool 2?
The aptly titled sequel.
All right, so mostly people they have not. So no spoilers.
No one's seen it.
I've been too busy getting ready.
You haven't seen it.
All right.
So half the room has seen it. The other half has not.
He's walking away now.
Enjoy your Star Trek thing.
Oh, Trisha. Trisha's definitely better looking than us. That's for sure.
Oh. Are you over 17? No, that's probably why. You probably shouldn't.
We're not going to spoil anything or talk about.
Yeah, I won't say anything too R-rated. Maybe PG-13.
Let's go down the line. Let's start with our guest here. What was your opinion on the movie?
I loved it. I loved the movie. I actually don't have a good memory of the first one, but
What do you mean a good memory? You had a bad.
I've seen it.
You had a bad time.
But
when you watched it?
I just don't remember everything about it. I just know that I loved the first one. But the second one, because everyone's asking, do you like it better than the first one? That's the number one question you get.
I was about to ask you.
And I really can't give an opinion on it. I have to go back and watch it, but I loved the second one. I loved it. Hilarious.
Dave?
I
haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
I've been too busy getting ready. Like, we found out we weren't.
Dude, drop the microphone and go now.
Last Friday, talking about my booth, not the podcast. So I found out a week ago that I was going to be here, and so I didn't sleep all last week making product, printing prints, doing all that stuff. So my media consumption has been home-based for the last week and a half.
There you go.
So I have not seen Deadpool 2 yet. So
we're not going to spoil anything all right. major. I mean, there's really not that much to spoil.
Deadpool gets shot.
Yeah.
No.
Deadpool dies a couple times.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, I guess I don't need to go see it now.
So, no, you do. So let's get George's opinion first.
I liked it a lot. It was a lot of fun. I think the first half, maybe like the first quarter of the movie is a little slow for my taste. But when the movie really gets its gears going and knows where you're going with it, it's really fun.
I've heard that the humor in it is less rapid fire, but maybe like a little more focused than the first one.
I would agree on that.
Yeah.
Yes and no, because there were some jokes that I missed because I was laughing at the other
joke.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But the first movie I wasn't a huge fan of. I liked it, but I didn't love it as much as everyone else did.
I loved the first movie. I saw
that
it was
just, like the story was kind of plain Jane.
I sort of felt that about this one.
I thought the plot line was okay.
They could have made it a little bit better, in my opinion, but. I think a lot of the stuff they had to take out certain people, like people that are in trouble in the media, like
really?
TJ Miller. I think they cut his.
Oh yeah,
wait, what's he in trouble in the media for?
He's been harassment
and like
yeah.
calling in fake bomb threats and stuff like that.
I heard about he called in some fake bomb threats.
Did y'all hear about
it was
that?
Like some like TJ petty
Miller?
Revenge thing with like an ex girlfriend or something. He called
right.
in some like
he must have been really high.
I guess because he was like calling in bogus bomb threats on his ex girlfriend or something.
I really
like
the dude.
Weird.
I think he's funny as hell.
I like him too, and it's like, dude, come on, don't be like that.
Don't disappoint me, man. But too late.
I liked it, though. I thought it was pretty good. I thought the story was funny because it made fun of itself the whole entire time.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. There's some great cameos in the movie. We're not going to spoil who the big villain, one of the big villains is.
I think
the
it's already,
villain.
It already came out before the movie came out. Like, it's on IMDb.
I didn't know about it. I avoided all that stuff before I saw it.
Me too. I didn't want to see anything about it. I didn't know.
If you go to IMDb, you can find out who's in the movie.
I know who played the big villain.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Did you see Matt Damon in the movie?
I did, with Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a Tucker versus Evil.
I thought so,
Tucker,
too.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Ugh, goddamn.
That would have been even so much better.
I was about to say, like, is Deadpool related to Tucker versus Dale for some whatever reason?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Same universe.
I guess so.
So Tucker, that's official. Tucker and Dale is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. Well, actually, let's make that happen, Marvel.
The Fox, well, what is it? So Fox owned, put this one out, but it's owned by Disney now. So does it mean it's really in the MCU?
I don't know if it's 100% official that Disney owns Fox yet. It's in the works, but Time Warner keeps trying to, like, buy it out from them.
Yeah,
Comcast is trying to throw their hat
in. Yeah, Comcast is, like, putting the heat on them. Yeah.
No monopoly, right?
Yeah. Disney's going to win anyway.
Disney
wins all the monies.
They will.
That's true.
That's why
they take all my money.
That's why I have them on my shirt.
Love that shirt.
Yeah, it's my Disney Cthulhu shirt.
They take all my money, that's for damn sure.
Especially
when you go to Disney World. There's no way to get around that.
So what about you guys? Y'all seen anything in particular? Like, y'all excited to see?
Who's seen Solo here, which we have not seen?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You seen Solo already? Good?
It's on Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to see it tomorrow.
I'm going to see it tomorrow as well.
It's good?
I'm going to see it tomorrow, too.
You guys seen anything that's awesome? You said Boot Club?
The Book Club?
Book Club. Isn't that like a no offense, but old lady movie? No offense to anybody.
I'll see it.
Has Diane Keaton in it and something like that? Yeah. About ladies at a book club.
I'm sure I'll wind up seeing that when it comes on Netflix or something.
I watched Rosemary's Baby yesterday.
For the first time?
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
No? Happy Death Day.
Oh, man,
no,
I have not seen that yet. Groundhog Day, yeah.
A horror riff on Groundhog Day.
Like the girl, like, dies at the end of every day and then wakes up and it's the morning again. I saw trailers for that.
Is she dying or
like
someone's killing her?
She's trying to solve her murder, right?
Yeah.
I saw the trailers for that. I was like, this is a pretty cool concept for a movie, but the delivery looked really questionable to me. Is it? Really?
Very cool.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So it's to reiterate for the people who's going to listen to this podcast later.
Yeah, because the people
we're talking
in the audience
about Happy Death Day.
The people in the audience do not
and
have mics.
And one of the people in the audience said it's bubblegum teenery. What?
Bubblegum teen.
Bubblegum teen oriented. So you may or may not like it.
It looks like a cool concept.
Okay.
And I might. It's probably going to be one that I wait until it's streaming
on Netflix
somewhere. Yeah.
Get lost in the queue.
Yeah. Yes.
I have a lot of stuff ready to watch when I get some free time.
I'm watching currently Arrested Development again.
For the first time?
All over again.
What do you think of the new season?
I haven't got there yet.
You haven't got there yet. Okay.
I'm rewatching it.
The new season is...
No. Like season four.
The remix of season four.
Yeah. I didn't watch that.
I heard a lot of weird things that, like, none of the actors were together on set. It was all green screened.
Really?
Yeah, that's what
I
heard.
I didn't know that. I thought that was... Oh, I don't know. I'll find out when I watch it, I guess.
What else have you been watching on? Like, watching Netflix or anything?
I've been watching Aggretsuko. I'm sporting a shirt today.
A what shirt?
Aggretsuko.
Oh, the heavy metal anime
character. Yeah, it's a Sanrio character that they introduced like
a
year.
Is it really Sanrio?
It is. It's a Sanrio character, yeah. They introduced her like a year ago to the...
On Netflix, I believe. What's the name of it again?
Aggretsuko.
So when she gets really angry at the office, she just jams like death metal.
Yeah, she's a red panda. She's in like the Hello Kitty universe, right? It's that same kind of art style or whatever. And she's like a red panda. She works at an office in like the accounts department or whatever. But at night, she goes and does death metal karaoke. And when she gets particularly upset or stressed out at work, she'll flip into rage mode and she gets all like corpse paint and is like, and the music plays and she screams at her boss and stuff. It's fantastic. It's like simultaneously super adorable and really, really like brutal at the same time. Like there's some language in there from time to time.
Yeah.
And
I've watched one episode so far and it was funny.
Keep watching.
Yeah.
It's very kind of anime in its way because like it's sort of character driven, but not a lot really happens. It's just kind of like her growth through the season.
Okay.
But it's good. It's engaging enough and it's funny and Every time she rages, I rage too.
Is it suitable for children?
Our kids have been watching it with us. It's probably not suitable for children, but our kids have been watching it with us anyway.
Because it looks like a kid's cartoon.
Yeah, no, I mean, for the most part, it's probably kid safe, but there are some moments where there's some...
She's not, like, ripping guts at her.
No, there's no violence. It's just some of the language is a little graphic or descriptive from time to time. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Descriptive.
So what do y'all think of this podcast booth here at Comic Palooza? This is pretty cool, right? I'm happy.
It's cool. Besides, no one can hear us. We need speakers.
Can you hear me? Yeah, that would be a great idea.
Or like a little tiny boom speaker or something like that.
Good point.
Yeah, next
Very
time.
Good point.
Next time we'll have it. Yeah, and you know, I won't lose my voice later.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't already. I'm sure you've been talking and talking all
weekend.
Yes, I've been
chatting people's ears off about a comic book. What else is going on, guys? What have you been doing after the show?
What am I doing after the show?
Yeah, what did you do yesterday after the show? There was supposed to be like some after party.
Well, the
you
after...
know what they say, after the party is the after party.
There was an after party outside.
Nobody
was
else
playing
knows
outside, but it started
it got rained
the storm.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Someone else got my joke.
So
screw you guys.
I hung out at the Live Art, then I went and watched part of Night of the Living Dead, and then came back and made sure...
Did you got rained out or whatever?
The after party started, it got rained out.
Yeah, lame.
Yeah.
So Night of the Living Dead outside, huh?
Inside.
It
was in the film room upstairs on the third floor.
Was it the George Romero one? Or
the original one, yeah.
Right on.
A lot of fun.
The good one.
The good one.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I like
so
the
bad,
one that came
good.
Out in the 90s, okay? The colored one is pretty fun.
No.
That was made by Tom Savini, man.
Okay.
Why are you hating on Tom
I'm
Savini?
I'm not hating on Tom Savini. Much respect for Tom Savini. I guess.
He had a fan movie he wanted to do, and he did it with a lot of money.
So let's talk about your latest concert experience. Let's talk about Ghost.
All right. I saw Ghost on their Rats on the Road tour. God, when was that, like
two weeks ago?
Yeah. I've lost all sense of time at this point. So about 2 weeks ago, Rats on the Road, Ghost. It was an evening with Ghost. It was two
full
sets.
Is that here, the House of Blues?
It was at
Revention Center.
Oh, the Revention Center.
Yeah, the Revention Center, which I haven't been to since it's been the Revention Center. It was something else last time I was there.
Did you guys have seats?
Yeah, we had seats up in the balcony. And we did. Part of the reason we did that is we took our daughter to the show with us. She's six, and we didn't want her on the floor of a metal show.
Was there mosh pitting going on?
Not really.
I didn't think so. Like for Ghost?
No, not for Ghost. But even so, like it's just a jumble of people, and she's tiny. She wouldn't be able to see anything. She'd get lost, and it just didn't seem safe. So we got seats in the balcony. So she's six, but like she loves Ghost. She's all about him. And when she found out that we were planning to go, she was like, "Can I go with you?" So her first concert experience
like,
is
yes?
Ghost. And
that's pretty
and
damn cool.
She's six. She is high energy. she was able to hang through the whole show. She did two full sets and was like zoned in the whole time. Her favorite song is their cover of Bible is her like most favorite song. Her second favorite song is Square Hammer. And that was the last song they played. And they finally got there, and she, like, lost her mind. It was really cool.
I bet she was wondering the entire time, when are they going to play that song?
We're like, it's coming, it's coming, don't worry about it.
Come on, Dad.
Did they do it as an encore?
It was the final song of the second set, and then they came back out for an encore and did Monstrance Clock, which made me happy, because I'd been looking at set lists before the show, and it didn't have Monstrance Clock on there. Monstrance Clock has been Ghost's show ender for, like, years now. That's how they end their shows. And it wasn't on the set list. And I was like, oh, come on, guys. You gotta keep the tradition going. It was their encore number, and they came
out
and crushed
it. They played
it
just for you.
They did it just for me, and I appreciate them for
that. They felt it in the ether, what they did.
So that was cool. And I've got Slayer coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, Slayer.
Slayer and Anthrax, Testament, Behemoth, Lamb of God.
For those who are a little bit lost in the show right about now, the show is called Metal Geeks.
We're talking about metal bands, actually.
We talk
right
about
now.
Metal every now and again. Okay. I'm just making sure. You know, y'all have like this glossy eye look. Like, what are they talking about?
I have exciting news.
What's that?
Devin Townsend is going to have new albums coming out soon.
Cool.
That guy knows. This guy right there is the one who introduced me to Devin Townsend years ago.
Oh, yeah? Oh, it's your fault.
Pretty much.
So is it under his own name? Is it a new project? What's
It's not Devin Townsend Project anymore. That's sort of
died
on hiatus.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know what the...
But he get rid of the 20 people in the band?
There's only five.
I don't know. Every time I see his live show, there's like 30 people on stage one at once.
No.
On TV or on YouTube, whatever Carrie shows me.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. That's the big production shit that he does. But no. I don't know who's going to be in the band now, but he on Instagram a couple days ago, he like tweeted all these, put out all these little sound clips of him just pointing the camera at his keyboard and playing music. He's like, oh, record company's going to kill me.
That's giving away music, huh?
Giving away free music, but sounds really cool.
I know you're a big fan, so you're super excited.
Yep.
So, At the Gates released a new album last week.
I listened to that a few times.
It's good. It's good. You like it?
I do.
Yeah? That one's cool. And Amorphous released one the same day.
Okay. Can we talk about the new Amorphous?
Yes, we can.
Top five album of the year for me already.
It might be for me too. And like I like Amorphous.
I love Amorphous.
But I generally don't love Amorphous. This album grabbed my attention like immediately. It is solid all the way.
I like that one
through song
on the album.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard the band Amorphous from Finland?
So
check it out.
I've mentioned this on.
They use a zitar in the band, right?
Sometimes.
They use a lot of traditional instruments and. Yeah,
I've mentioned this on, I don't remember if I've done it on the Metal Geek show, but on MSRcast, I know I've mentioned before that part of the problem that I have with Amorphous is I feel like their songwriting tends to be formulaic to a degree that I can't listen to a whole album without it starting to bother me, right? So each individual song is great. I think they're great songwriters, but because the formula is the way that it is, once I get about five songs into an album, I'm like, okay, I got it. I'll have to come back later. This new album, I did not get that at all. I felt like they were really branching out and trying some new approaches to things.
I think this is their best album since probably like the late 90s, early 90s, or middle 90s, like 95,
so?
96.
Yeah, it's really good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're forgetting our friend over here. Do you see that? Is there Funkos over there? Where could I get that cheaper? Where could I get a Funko cheaper than over there?
Why are you pointing in like some weird direction?
We're at a comic blizzard. There's got to be Funko every few feet. There's like a Funko.
Like that, right? Funko bubble is gonna pop at any minute, right?
I'm thinking so. I'm moving more towards band press. I mean, it's been going for what, 5 years now.
Like, yeah. They got to run out of stuff to make eventually.
Yeah, I'm moving more towards the figurines, but I'm still keeping up with the Funko.
Carrie's a big Funko fan.
Yeah.
I'm sort of dying out a little bit, too.
That's how you know it's time to get out.
Yeah. I have a whole wall of Funko stuff.
When Carrie's done, it's a done deal. Dead. Yeah, I got one. Ming gave me one. His Funko Pop the other day.
Is he still here this weekend?
He's here. He's walking around.
Ming Chen. Y'all watch Comic Book Man?
Galore.
Have y'all don't watch yet? Comic Book Man? No, that's okay. He's the Asian guy of the group.
Very, very astute.
He's the only Asian guy in the group. What do you want me to say? He's a short Asian man.
He's here. Yeah, he's over here in the celebrity area. Yeah.
When I was getting bag checked in the morning, he was in line with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Same Peter Mayhew, too. He was in the same line. Although, they didn't check his bags. They just told him, walk on.
Have you met Peter Mayhew before?
I said hi to him.
Yeah, so he was... My wife was the director of a small convention. When we met, she was in the middle of being the director of this event. And Peter Mayhew was the guest of honor. And so she has his phone number that
weird.
She never uses, but she's like, I still have Peter Mayhew's phone number.
I can call him
anytime I want to. And so I was her assistant at the show, and I'm like, I'd really like to meet Peter Mayhew, but I don't know what I'd say to him other than like, hey, you're Chewbacca.
Chewy.
And it's like, what? So all I really wanted to do...
You have to say in Wookiee.
Yeah, yeah. All I really wanted to do was stand next to him. and so one day I was walking through the room and there was a handler at the table, but he wasn't there. And they said, hey, he's out having a smoke or something. Can you watch the table for a few minutes until he comes back? Perfect. Yeah, let's do this. So I just waited there for a couple minutes, and then the door to the room opened, and this guy, like, bends halfway down and comes under the door jamb and comes back up. And all I did was say hi to him as we passed each other. I'm eye level with his elbow. Like, the and, I mean, such, I mean, he's just...
How long ago was this?
This was, like, 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's so, in a wheelchair now.
Yeah, so. I know he's in a wheelchair now.
He had, like, a double knee replacement or something like that?
Yeah.
I wonder how he feels about a Solo movie. I'm sure he gets free access to see any Star Wars movie he wants.
The first time I ever met him was when me and my wife were first dating. We went to a small show, and he was a guest there. And I was outside smoking when I used to smoke a lot, and he came outside. And that's the first time I ever met Peter Mayhew. Shared a cigarette with the dude.
His giant hand came down and grabbed it.
Grabbed my cigarette out of my hand. He's like, that's mine.
They're like, what is this little thing made from toddlers?
He's a really nice guy, actually. He's really nice.
Yeah,
he looks like
if you haven't met him, you go over there. He's still here till today, so.
Very cool. Is there a lot of guests still hanging around? Is John Cusack still here, or is he bolted?
John Cusack is not here. A lot of the lost people are still here.
Right on.
James Marster is a bunch of... I think Trisha Helfer.
I was really hoping for like y'all get like more lost cast members, so I'd be like, yes.
They were supposed to come here, but they got lost on the way.
But oops,
sorry.
Worst punchline ever.
Yeah, couldn't get out of the what is it the what's the thing?
The in island?
The, not the island, but like purgatory.
Yeah.
Well, besides that.
Spoiler alert! What if they haven't seen in the show?
I haven't seen the show, so
and it's not even in purgatory. You're all wrong.
What is it then? It's purgatory.
No, it's not.
What is it?
Just watch the show and you'll
know.
I'm sorry. You'll effing know.
The finale, yeah. Come here real quick. Here, Brian. Grab the mic.
Purgatory is a close approximation of what you could call it, but it is Jack's vision of everything in his life, the most important people he ever met and everything, and everyone was there to see him off before he went to what was next. So you could call it purgatory. I was shaking my head because I thought you were calling the island purgatory, which was a big misconception.
Right.
But, okay, basically, so the last season, it's like him dying.
Everybody is dead in the last episode, right?
In the final episode, yes.
Okay. Spoiler,
but
sorry.
My theory, if you want me to tell you...
Yeah, go for it, dude.
The island is Atlantis. Because Atlantis never sank, it moved.
That makes sense.
And in the mythology, the ancestors of the Egyptians and Romans are the Atlanteans.
And they're trying
to... the architecture and the Roman tie-ins with Jacob, Men in Black.
And they're there trying to contain evil. Oh.
That's my theory.
Wow. I've never thought about that. It's a good theory.
I've only watched the first two seasons.
Third season's my favorite season.
I think I got like two episodes into the third season.
Never started, so. Never ended.
I watched that whole... Because
y'all are crazy people.
I started that whole series when I was going to the gym like almost every day. I was like, okay, I'm going to go on the elliptical and watch one episode. Every time I watched an episode, it would be over and I would get my timing.
I know Gary's talking, but I can't hear him.
You can't hear me?
No.
I just said that I watched the whole like whole five seasons, right?
Of Lost?
Yeah, like...
You?
In a few months period at the gym. Yeah.
And you don't like it, so?
No, I still like it.
Oh, okay.
I never said I didn't like the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We always make fun of it, so.
I've never made fun of it. When have I made fun of that show?
Every time I talk about it on the show, that's when.
That's just because you love it so much.
Why do you hate everything I love?
Because it's fun.
I guess so.
It works the other way around, too, bro.
It's true. I give you crap about all your Marvel love.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What we got?
So, on time-wise, are we still good?
We got maybe like five more minutes.
Okay.
So, how are we going to... we can't do a George Hates Metal live, can we?
Not really.
Not really, no. That usually takes it. We can always talk about what we're looking forward to.
Let's do that. Let's tickling our geek.
Yeah, so what's tickling your geek this week? Or coming up this week?
Truthfully, sleep.
Sleep.
No sleep. Shit, man. I am with you. I am all there.
Thankfully, I do not work tomorrow.
Actually, what is tickling my geek right now is I get to go see Solo tomorrow.
Yes, me too.
I'm going on Tuesday.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Going on Tuesday.
I'm super excited to go see Solo.
Are you going by yourself to see Solo?
See Solo, Solo? No, I'm going with Catherine.
All right, then you're not going.
I'm not going solo.
I've heard good things about it, so I'm not. I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to know.
So everyone seemed really critical of it before it came out, but since it's come out, I haven't heard anything bad.
Because
really.
Disney just paid them off,
I guess. Yeah.
It's that Ron. It's that Ron Howard that fix he did, man.
That what?
Ron Howard fix. Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about before?
Yes, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about all the damn shows that have been canceled.
Like TV shows?
TV shows.
Well, it doesn't matter. Everyone got saved except for Last Man on
everybody.
Earth.
Well, Fox just went with that banhammer and just like, hey, we're going to delete our whole lineup.
Yeah,
basically.
Okay. Yeah, because they got new stuff in the works.
I think they were, they're getting wrestling back or something like that.
Wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
They're canceled everything for wrestling?
They need to make room on their schedule, apparently.
Okay. But, and football, I guess.
Yeah. So Last Man on Earth is gone.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still been watching it, and I sort of... They took it so far, you know what I mean? There's not much more they could really do on that show.
Yeah, they just needed an ending. They never gave it an ending.
That's the only thing that disappoints me, you know what I mean? Brooklyn Nine-Nine got saved. That's one of my favorite shows of all time.
I don't care for it.
I know. That's why I'm not going to review anymore.
You don't like Andy Samberg.
I do not like Andy Samberg. Sorry.
Is anybody a fan of Brooklyn Nine-Nine out here?
Score! More people on my side.
Okay. I've never watched an episode, so I don't have an opinion.
I tried watching one episode, and I was like, this is stupid.
Who picked it up? Because Fox dropped it, right?
NBC picked it up.
Right?
Or CBS. NBC or CBS?
Yeah, I think it was NBC, I think. I'm not really sure, though.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah?
What else got?
Gotham.
What else
got
canceled?
Got one last season.
X-Files got canceled for sure.
They gave Gotham one last season just so they could end it out, which is good.
Which is good,
I'm good with that. I'm more excited that they...
Which one?
They sent it like, here's the end of the show. What's that?
Oh, yeah, Lucifer. Yeah, Lucifer.
Lucifer got canceled, But I hear rumors that a DC streaming service might pick it back up. So
I'm thinking the same thing with Gotham. I'm thinking the DC streaming service is going to pick that one up, too.
That would work. They're doing a...
I never watched a single episode.
They're doing a prequel series with...
Alfred.
About Alfred, yeah.
Yeah.
They love Gotham, too, but I've heard it's good.
I can't stand Gotham.
I've seen the first 15 minutes of Gotham.
Did that get canceled?
That's all I've seen.
They're giving it one more season.
How the hell did that thing survive? It's so horrible.
I don't know how it survived, but I do enjoy watching it.
Yeah, Last Man on Earth is way more entertaining than Gotham. Last Man on Earth.
I don't know. I like both of those shows, so... I don't know. Don't shake your head at me. We're in public, sir. But I think we got some more people coming up, so I think it's time to wrap it up.
Oh, we're not going to talk about what's tickling our geek then?
Oh, I thought we were.
Oh, we did?
We talked about Solo.
Oh, I guess we're both excited for Solo.
Also, we're all going to be happy to sleep.
And sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you? What else is tickling your geek?
I got some more shows lined up for the comic.
Good.
Yeah, in September we're going to be at Staple, and... we might be going to Space Cadets for like a Space Cadets con.
Okay.
And then Dragon's Lair con in August. So
awesome.
All those stuff's coming up.
We just got confirmed that Geekazoid will be at Classic Game Fest in Austin at the end of July.
I need to go to that.
It's
I've
great.
Never
you,
been.
You would love it.
Yeah.
Is
there anything there besides video games?
It's all video games.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you'll find stuff that's not, but it is a video game show.
Video okay, game cool. music.
Yeah,
and...
it's awesome. So, they have video game themed bands that come play through the day, and they have, you know, like YouTube, you know, YouTube panelists and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun, though. We weren't sure we were going to be able to go, but we got an email yesterday. Apparently, we have a good track record with Classic Game Fest, and so they have made space for us.
You know what I'm looking forward to this year?
So what are you looking forward to?
This summer, I want to go to a Six Flags.
That would be fun.
We talked about
it. I will join you.
I was just at one.
I know.
Three weeks ago.
We need to make a trip.
Are we
going to
go to the Fort Worth one or the one in Fiesta, Texas?
Maybe if you... Both? I don't know.
Both?
Why not?
They're very far apart.
Well, not at the same trip, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I need to go to Chicago sometime this... probably September-ish.
Uh-huh.
So I might go to the one up there, too. So I should just
they
buy
have
a
Six
season
Flags
pass,
in
right?
Chicago?
Gurney. Six Flags over... I can't remember I used to go there as a kid all the time.
Oh, okay, cool. I've never been to Chicago.
Oh, love the place. But what about you? What's tickling your geek?
Detroit, the video game for PlayStation 4. I bought it Friday. Haven't been able to play it because of the market. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Awesome.
What game did he say I didn't hear? Well, yeah, what
Detroit, Detroit being human.
Oh, that came out already?
Came out this weekend. Yeah,
man, I played the demo. That I had a lot of good.
I haven't played
fun.
The demo yet. That's okay.
I got every single ending except for one.
That's tickling my geek. Getting able to play some video games.
I mean, you do that anyway.
I have not played a game in a while.
Like a week?
Like a month?
Sure.
For real?
Lies.
I'm not lying. I picked up God of War and I've only played like an hour or two of it.
I bought it. I haven't played it yet either.
But yeah. Let's look at the time. It is time to go. So thank you, everybody.
Guys,
for,
thank you so much.
With us.
Thank you. Keep it metal and always keep it geeky, guys.
That's right.
We love you. Thank you.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
Hello, Questers. This is Mandy, the host of Caster Quest, inviting you to enjoy our podcast where we explore the rich and vibrant world of Patrick Rothfuss's best-selling fantasy series, The Kingkiller Chronicle, soon to be adapted as a major motion picture and television show produced by the award-winning creator of Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda. Hungry for more content? Perhaps you will enjoy our recaps of HBO's Game of Thrones, Over the Garden Wall, animated Batman films, or our world-famous erotic fanfiction reads. Whatever you're in the mood for, if you love a good story, humor, impromptu parody songs, and thousands of pop culture references, you'll enjoy our show. You can find Caster Quest on SoundCloud, iTunes, and of course, our amazing network, the Earth Station One Network, at esopodcast.com.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.